我第一次听到这首诗歌。
This is the first time I've heard the song.
啊，很有意思。
It has a lot of meaning.
啊，因为跟我今天要讲的很有密切的关系。
Because it's closely related to what I'm going to talk about today.
我想每一个人都有忧虑了
哈。I think everyone worries.
啊。但是今天我要讲如何不忧虑。
But today I'm going to talk about how not to worry.
然后首先让我们来看圣经的一段经文，腓立比书第四章第六到第九节。
First, let's look at a passage of scripture, Philippians 4:6-9.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians 4:6.
到第九节啊，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借作祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神必与你们同在。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me,Put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
所以腓立比书第四章第六节说
So Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says,
应当一无挂虑，因为只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests to God.
那保罗以这节经文劝勉我们不要忧虑。
Paul uses this verse to exhort us not to worry.
应当借着祷告把事情告诉神。
Instead, we should use prayer to talk to God.
那换句话说，当我们有忧虑的时候，我们要来向神祷告。
In other words, when we worry, we should pray to God.
什么是挂虑或者忧虑？
What is anxiety or worry?
那根据英文的翻译本，这些经文有 worry, anxious 跟 careful， 你去看英文的版本。
According to the English translations, this verse has a words worry, anxious, careful.
那以希腊文的意思来看
according to the Greek meaning,
那一个人忧虑的时候
when a person worries,
然后他的心里面感到很混乱
his heart will be confused,
那么心思被分散
distracted,
不能够集中
and cannot concentrate,
他的情绪失去了控制
He'll lose control of his mood.
那 worry 这个英文的名词是现代的一个用词。
Worry is a modern phrase.
如果用古老的英文的用词是 strangle.
An old English word for this would be strangle.
你知道吗？ Strangle. 当一个人感到忧虑的时候。
When a person worries.
他好像被人 strangle 一样勒住。
It's like a person being strangled, being wrung around his neck.
那一个人被勒住的时候不好受。
Now when a person is choked, it's difficult.
不能够呼吸会造成死亡。
If you can't breathe, it brings about death.
所以古老的英文形容一个忧虑的人好像被人勒住、啊、
So the old English describes as a person being choked.
忧虑不只影响到一个人的这个心理。
The worry doesn't just impact a person's person's mood,
psychology, 哦
psychology.
哦，也影响到一个人的生理。
It also affects a person's physiology.
那么当一个人忧虑的时候
，when a person worries,
啊，他的心思被分散，他的情绪失去了控制。
Their thoughts are scattered and the control of the mood is lost.
那么同时，他的身体带来那些忧虑带来的那种反应。
At the same time, the body will bring about those responses that worry brings.
所以当一个人忧虑的时候
，So when a person worries.
啊，他可能会经历到头痛。
He might experience headaches.
啊，颈痛、背痛。
Neck, backaches.
啊，消化不良和等等的状况。
Indigestion and additional symptoms.
然后忧虑影响到一个人身体正常的操作。
Now worry will impact the normal workings of the body.
然后严重的忧虑会造成忧郁症。
And a serious worry will bring about depression.
啊，今天的年轻人今天越来越多的年轻人患上这个忧郁症。
These days there are more and more young people getting depression.
忧郁症在几十年前是比较少听到的问题。
Depression was not something that you heard as much about a few decades ago.
那么从这个圣经的角度来看，忧虑牵涉到我们的心思和我们的意念。
Now from the point of the Bible, worry is related to a person's mind and heart.
那一个人忧虑是因为他对事情或者对人对东西有一个不正确的意念和观念。
Now a person worries because of some correct idea or thought on some person, some matter or thing.
那如果要除去忧虑的话，听我讲。
Now if you want to remove your worries, listen to me talk.
因为我是按照圣经所讲。
Because I'm speaking according to the Bible.
我们必须要顺从圣经的教导。
We need to obey the Bible's teaching.
而从今天早上我们所看那段经文，一共有三方面可以帮助我们解决我们这个忧虑的问题。
From today's passage, there are three aspects to help us solve this problem of worry.
那如果我们要除去生活里面的忧虑，第一点，我们必须要有一个正确的祷告。
If we are to eliminate the worries from our life, firstly, we need to have the right prayer.
什么是正确的祷告？
Now, what does it mean to have the right prayer?
让我们来再看这节经文。
Let's look at Philippians, this passage.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving present your requests to God.
从这节经文里面，我们看到一个正确的祷告。
So from this passage, we see a proper prayer.
那么这个祷告一共有三方面。
Now, this prayer has three aspects.
啊，第一就是祷告。
First is prayer.
啊，第二是祈求。
Second is petition.
啊，第三是感谢。
And the third is thanksgiving.
所以第一要祷告。
So first, you need to pray.
祷告在这里是一个普通的一个用词。
So here, prayer is a common phrase.
然后形容到一个人对神的祷告。
It describes a person's prayer.
啊，包括他对神的敬拜还有赞美。
Including worship and praise to God.
所以每当我们忧虑的时候
，So whenever we feel worry,
首先我们必须要来到神的面前敬拜他。
First we need to come before God to worship Him.
主导文的第一个祷告的原则就是敬拜。
From the Lord's Prayer, the first principle is worship.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
啊， 这个是一个敬拜。
This is a worship.
尼西米书第一章第四节到第五节记载了尼西米向神的祷告。
Nehemiah, chapter 1, 4 to 5 records Nehemiah's prayer to God.
啊，这个是他向神开始的时候的祷告。
This is how he starts praying to God.
我听见这话就坐下哭泣。悲哀极日，在天上的神面前进食祷告说，耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你守你的诫命的人守夜施慈爱。
When I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. I said, I beseech you, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments.
根据大尼里书的记载说,
According to what's recorded in Daniel,
这奥秘的事就在夜间异象中给大尼里显明, 大尼里便称颂天上的神。大尼里说，神的名是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属于他。
Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel said, Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him.
无论是主导文，或者是尼西米，或者是大尼里的祷告，应当成为我们祷告的榜样。
Whether it's the Lord's Prayer or Nehemiah or Daniel, these things should become an example for our prayer.
所以当我们来到神面前祷告的时候，
So when we come before God to pray,
首先我们必须要敬拜他。
First we need to worship him.
思想到神的伟大。
And reflect on his greatness.
他的公义还有他的慈爱。
His righteousness and his love.
我们应当知道这，我们向这位祷告的神，他是创造天地万物的神。
We should know that this God is the God that created the universe and all things.
一切的事情都在他的掌管之下。
All things are under his control.
没有任何的问题是不能够解决的。
There are no problems that he cannot solve.
很多时候我们忧虑是因为我们不认识这位神。
Oftentimes we worry because we do not know this God.
这个是我们的问题。
This is our problem.
所以当我们忧虑的时候，
So when we worry,
我们必须要来到神的面前敬拜他。
We need to come before God to worship him.
一个正确的祷告，第一就是敬拜这位神。
So proper prayer is firstly that we worship this true God.
正确的祷告，第二是祈求。
So, second point about having the right prayer is petition.
那么当我们有一个正确、有一个敬拜的心的时候，我们才向神祈求。
When we have a worshiping heart, then we petition to God.
让我们思想一下我们的祷告。
Let's think about our prayer.
我们是否一来到神的面前就向他祈求？
When we come before God, we petition him.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，
When we come before God,
我们必须要以一个真诚专心的心向他祈求。
We need to have a sincere heart to focus on asking him.
主耶稣还没有被钉死在十字架之前，
Before the Lord Jesus was crucified,
他在克西马利亚园向神恳切的祷告。
He urgently prayed to God in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们在路加福音第22章44节记载说，
In Luke 22:44 records,
耶稣既其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
英文翻译成 he prayed earnestly, 恳切的祷告。
English translation says he prayed earnestly.
我在希伯来书第五章第七节记载说，
Now in Hebrews 5:7 says,
基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的 虔诚蒙了应允。
Now, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission.
那保罗也给哥罗西这个教会的劝勉。
Paul also gave the church in Colossus this admonishment.
由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们的安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
Epaphras, who was one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured.
Wrestling in prayer.
That's wrestling in prayer.
What a beautiful phrase.
那是美丽的成语。
可见向神祷告是要下很大的功夫的。
So to pray to God requires hard work.
在我一生中我最记得是一件事情是我在念初中一的时候。
Now in my life, one of the more memorable moments was from middle school.
然后暑假的时候我去打工赚一点零用钱。
Now during summer break, I worked for some spending money.
这份工很辛苦。
The work was very exhausting.
是在那个山坡种植那个棕榈。
It was planting oil palms on a hillside.
从早上下午把这些棕榈搬到这个山坡上去。
From morning to afternoon, we carried these oil palms to the bottom of a hill.
那个猛烈的太阳暴晒在我的身上。
With the unrelenting sun beating down on my body.
满是大汗。
I was covered in sweat.
想起当年所赚的那些钱真的是血汗钱。
Now, when I recall that year, the money earned was exchanged with sweat and blood.
我们向神的祷告，向神的祈求，是一个劳苦。
Now, when we pray to God, when we petition to God, it's a type of hard labor.
必须要下很多的功夫。
We must put down a great effort.
我想起刚才英文的翻译两个词句，一个 earnestly， 一个是 wrestling。
When I think of the English translation, I hear of two phrases. One is earnestly, and the other is wrestling.
所以我们的祈求必须要下很大的功夫。
So when we petition, we need to make a great effort.
所以一个正确的祷告，除了这个敬拜和祈求。
So a proper prayer besides worship and petition, the third is thanksgiving.
那感谢在圣经里面是一个属灵美德。
Now in the Bible, thanksgiving is a spiritual virtue.
圣经说无论在任何的情况之下，我们要感恩。
The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances.
所以当我们来到神面前祷告祈求的时候，
Therefore, when we come before God in prayer,
应当存着一个感恩的心。
And supplication, we should have a thankful heart.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十七节到第十八节说，
Now Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18 says,
不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
祷告的时候存有这个感恩的心，因为这个是神在我们身上的旨意。
We should have a thankful heart when we pray because this is God's will for you.
神的旨意就是要我们不住的祷告，而且以感恩的心来祷告。
God's will for us not just to pray, but also to have a grateful heart when we pray.
所以在腓立比书第四章第六到第七节说，
So in Philippians 4:6-7 says,
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里 保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗在这段经文里面劝勉我们不要忧虑。
So Paul uses this passage to exhort us not to worry.
应当借着祷告祈求而感谢，把我们的事。我们心里面的事情告诉神。
Instead, by prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, to present the things of our hearts, the matters of our hearts to God.
当我们这样做的时候
，Now when we are doing it this way,
神必会赐给我们出人意外的平安。
God will grant us peace, from outside, from above.
啊，这个平安。出人意外的平安是我们没有想到的平安。
Now this peace that comes from above is something that we cannot understand.
是人没有意料到的。
It's something that we cannot understand.
啊，这种平安不受这个环境的影响。
It is independent of the environment.
无论环境好或者坏。
Whether the environment is good or bad,
神所赐的平安不会消失掉的。
The peace given by God will not fade away.
在但以理书里面，但以理是一个很典型的一个例子。
Now in the book of Daniel, Daniel is a classic example.
我当王下令所有的人民必须要敬拜他。
When the king orders that all the people need to worship him.
啊，不能够拜任何的人或者神。
You cannot worship any other god or person.
啊，但以理没有遵守王的命令。
Daniel did not follow the king's command.
仍然每天三次照常的在神的面前祷告。
And as usual, he prayed three times a day before God.
啊，但以理知道这个禁令盖了一耳。就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次双膝跪在他神的面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where he opened windows towards Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God just as he had done before.
但以理来到神的面前，一天三次的向神祷告，并且感恩。
Now Daniel would bow before God, three times a day and pray and give thanks.
那根据圣经的记载，但以理没有遵守王的命令，被扔在这个狮子坑里面。
Now according to the Bible, because Daniel did not obey the king's command, he was thrown into the lion's den.
啊，但是神看顾但以理。
But God watched after Daniel.
啊，虽然被扔在狮子坑里面，但神与他同在，并且赐给他平安。
Even though he was thrown into the lion's den, God was with him and protected him and gave him peace.
所以，如果我们不要忧虑，我们必须要有一个正确的祷告。
So if we are to not worry, we need to have the right prayer.
如果我们要除去我们心中的忧虑，第二就是我们必须要有一个正确的思想。
If we are to eliminate the worries from our life, number two, we need to have the right thinking.
什么是正确的思想？
What is right thinking?
啊，借着祷告、祈求和感谢，神赐给我们这个出人意外的平安。
Using prayer with petition and thanksgiving to God to give us peace that transcends all understanding.
啊，这个平安跟我们的心思和我们的意念是有密切的关系的。
Now this peace is closely related to our moods and thoughts.
请看第四章第七节说。
Please look at 4:7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里。保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
不正确的思想就带来不良的情绪。
Now, improper thinking will bring about an unhealthy mood.
使到我们心里面没有平安,
and will cause our hearts not to have peace.
心里没有平安,
our heart without peace will often feel worry.
你知道忧虑从哪里来吗?
Do you know where worry comes from?
忧虑是从这里来的。
It comes from here.
当我们的脑袋有不好的思想的时候,
when our brains have these bad thoughts,
自然而然就会感到忧虑。
It will automatically cause worry.
所以保罗在第四章第八节说,
so in Paul says in Philippians 4:8,
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。 凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事情你们要思念。
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
保罗说，那些真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。 有德行的,可以称赞的事情,
now Paul says that whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, things that are praiseworthy, you need to think about these things.
那么这里一共有八点,我们应当去思念的。
Now there are 8 points that we should think about.
凡是那些真实的,
now whatever is true,
我们要去思念这些事情。
We should meditate on these things.
真实的,第一就是那些不是虚假的。
Truth means, first of all, those are things that are not false.
也不是谣言。
And not a rumor.
因为谣言不是真的。Because
rumors are not true.
第二点就是真诚而且没有邪恶的意念。
Secondly, sincere and without evil motivations.
第三点就是忠心而且信实的事情。Royal
and faithful things.
因为真实或者这些信实都是属神的。Because
those things that are real and true is from God.
真的是从神而来。The
real things, the true things are from God.
虚假的是从魔鬼而来。The
fake things, the false things are from the devil.
所以在罗马书第三章第四节，保罗说。
So in Romans chapter 3 verse 4, Paul says,
神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
Let God be true and every man a liar.
第二点，保罗说要那些可敬的要去思念。
Secondly, Paul says that we should think about those things that are noble.
可敬的事情就是值得我们尊敬，而且必须要有尊严的。
Noble things are those that are worthy of respect and have dignity.
然后在提多书第二章第二节说,
now Titus 2:2 says,
劝老年人要有节制，端庄自守，在信心、爱心、忍耐上都要存全无耻。
Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-control, and sound in faith and love and in endurance.
这节经文描述一个可敬的人。
Now this verse describes a noble person.
还有保罗说,那些公义的我们要去思念。
And Paul also says we need to meditate on those things that are right.
因为公义是来自神。
Because righteousness is from God.
是神的标准。
It is God's standard.
没有不对的地方。
There is nothing wrong with it.
还有第四点,保罗说要思念那些清洁的事情。
Fourthly, we need to think about those things that are pure.
没有任何的污秽的那种意念。
That's without any filthy thoughts.
保罗在这里是针对这个道德上的清洁。
Paul here is focused on moral purity.
特别是在那些色情的事情上。
Especially concerning sexual morality.
然后第五点是可爱的。
Now, fifthly, is about things that are lovely.
所谓可爱就是那个道德上的可爱。
What is lovely is referring to those things that are morally lovely.
没有这个邪恶的意念。
Without the idea of wickedness.
还有 有美名的，有德行的，可以称赞的，这些事情你们都要思念。
And those things are admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. These things we should meditate also.
如果要心中有平安。
Now, if we are to have peace in our hearts,
如果我们要除去我们心中的忧虑,
if we are to eliminate the worries from our hearts,
保罗说, 我们必须要思念这些事情。
Paul says we must think about these things.
在我念大学的第二年,
when I was in my sophomore year of college,
修了一颗电脑叫做 Engineering Fortran.
I took a class, computer class called Engineering Fortran.
学习怎样写这个电脑软件。
Learned how to write computer programs.
那科目里有一句电脑的俗语。
Now in the class there was a piece of computer jargon.
就是 garbage in, garbage out.
That is garbage in, garbage out.
如果把垃圾输入电脑的话。
If we put trash into a computer.
出来的就是垃圾。
What comes out is trash too.
你去试一试看。
You try it.
如果你把不好的东西输入我们的头脑。
If we expose bad things into our minds,
那些不好的东西就影响到我们的思想。
Then the bad things will influence how we think,
影响到我们的情绪。
Influence our moods,
使我们失去平安。
And cause us to lose peace.
那就造成有忧虑啊。
And that will cause worry.
所以保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节说。
So Paul in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says,
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
其实我忘记打第二节。
Actually, I forgot the second verse.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察念何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the patterns. Actually, I forgot verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我告诉你一个很有效的方法。
Let me tell you a very, very useful way.
怎么样不要忧虑
？How to not worry?
你试试看。
You try it.
就是昼夜思想神的话语。
That is to meditate on God's word day and night.
诗篇第一篇第二节到第三节。
Psalms chapter Psalms 1:2-3.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时间结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
一个昼夜思想神话语的人，圣经说是一个有福的人。
One who meditates on God's words day and night, the Bible says is a blessed person.
他的生命是很丰盛的。
His life is abundant.
就好像那些树栽在溪水旁一样。
Just like the trees planted by streams of water.
如果你要除去心中的忧虑。
Now if you are to eliminate worry from your heart.
昼夜思想神的话语。
Meditate on God's words day and night.
不妨试试看。
Give it a try.
因为我每次这样试的时候都很有效果。
Because whenever I...do this, it has very good results.
第三点。
Third point.
如果我们要除去心中的忧虑。
Now, if you are to eliminate the worries from our life.
那第三，我们必须要有一个正确的生活。
Thirdly, we must have the right life.
什么是正确的生活？
What is the right life?
在腓立比书第四章第九节说
Paul says in Philippians 4:9
保罗说你们在我身上所学习的所领受的所听见的所看见的这些事你们都要去行是平安的神就必与你们同在
Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me put it into practice and the peace of God will be with you
这节经文说我们所学习到的
Now this verse explains that whatever we learn
我们所领受的
whatever we receive
我们所听见的
whatever we have heard
我们所看见的
whatever we have seen
马罗说应当把这些事情行出来
Paul says we should carry these things out
如果这样做的话是平安的神将会与你们同在。
For when we do these things, the God that grants peace will be with us.
以赛亚书第三十二章十七节说
Isaiah 32:17 says,
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效力宴定是平稳直到永远。
The fruit of righteousness will be peace, the effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever.
那如果要得到从神而来的平安
Now, if we are to receive peace from God,
如果我们要除去我们心中的忧虑
if we are to eliminate the worries from our hearts,
我们必须要过一个正确的生活
we must have a proper life.
因为一个人的生活跟他的意念心思是有密切的关系的
Because the way a person lives his life and his thoughts are closely related.
我刚才说过如果你把那些不好的东西输入我们的头脑的话
Now, I just said that if we just input those bad things into our brains,
出来就是不好的
what comes out is bad.
那相对的，如果我们把那些好的东西，就是腓立比书第四章第八节的东西，输入我们的头脑里面。
Accordingly, if we input those good things, such as those things that are in Philippians 4:8, into our brains,
那出来的都是好的。
What comes out is good.
因为一个人的思想影响到他的行为。
Because what a person thinks influences his behavior.
所以我们不只是听到。
So we not just listen to the word.
学习神的话语。
And learn God's word.
领受神的话语。
And receive his word.
也要按照神的话语把它行出来。
We must also...according to God's word to live it out.
雅各书第一章第二十二节说
James 1:22 says,
只是你们要行道不要单单听到自己欺哄自己。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
你知道单单听到是自己骗自己吗
You know that just merely listening to the word, that's lying to yourself.
单单听到甚至明白真道。
Even if you just understand the word,
而没有把它行出来是没有用的。
And you don't act it out, that's useless.
雅各形容一个听道的人没有把它行道的人。
James describes a person who hears the word but does not live it out.
好像一个人在镜子面前照一照。
It's like a person who stands in front of a mirror and sees himself.
今天早上你有没有在镜子面前照一照?
Did you look at yourself in the mirror this morning?
我相信有啦。
不然
你的头发会很乱的。
Otherwise your hair will be very messy.
看看自己的样子。
You looked at how you looked?
你离开之后忘记自己的样子。
And when you leave, you forget what you look like.
这个雅各用这个例子来形容一个听到而没有行道的人。
Paul uses this picture to describe a person who hears the word but does not live it out.
如果我们要把所听得到行出来。
If we are to apply the word that we hear.
把这个道实践在我们的生活里面。
And use the word.Into in the midst of our lives.
那保罗说，神的平安必会与我们同在。
Paul says God's peace will come with inside us.
有了平安，就没有忧虑。
Having peace, you will not have worry.
自然而然，我们心中的忧虑就会消失掉。
So naturally, the worries of our heart will disappear.
主耶稣在马太福音第六章有个很简单的教导。
Now, Jesus, the Lord Jesus in Matthew 6 has a very simple teaching.
他说, 所以不要忧虑说吃什么,喝什么,穿什么。
Says, do not worry then, saying what we will eat or what we will drink or what we will wear for clothing.
啊,这个书是外邦人所求的。
For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things.
你们需用的东西,你们的天父已经都知道了。For
your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
啊,今天早上我来教会的时候,
this morning when I came to church,
我在路上看到一群那些鸽子。
I saw a flock of geese.
哦,他们在吃东西。
They were eating.
啊,他们也不用耕种。
They did not need to plant.
啊,但是他们有东西吃。
But they had something to eat.
你知道为什么他们有东西吃?
Do you know why they were able to eat?
因为天父看顾他们。
Because the Father looked after them.
耶稣说, 你们不比这些鸽子还要重要吗?
Jesus says that you are more important, greater than all these things.
然后他继续说,你们要先求他的国和他的义,这些东西都会加给你们的。
He continues to say, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
所以不要为明天忧虑,因为明天有明天的忧虑。So
do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself.
一天的忧虑,一天当就够了。
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
很简单啊,
it's very simple.
但是每天都忧虑,
but every day worry.
我们可以不忧虑吗?
Can we not worry?
我想是可以的,
I think you can.
只要你愿不愿意罢了。
It's just a matter of whether you are willing.
你愿不愿意遵守神的话语?
Are you willing to obey God's word?
只要我们愿意听从神的话语的话,
so long as you are willing to listen to God's word.
第一,我们应当有一个正确的祷告。
First, pray properly.
第二,我们应当有一个正确的思想。
Second, think properly.
如果你不知道思想什么东西,
if you don't know what to meditate on,
你去看腓立比书第四章第八节吧。
Go look at Philippians 4:8.
然后第三, 要有一个正确的生活。
And third, we must have a proper living.
不只听到, 还要把那个道行出来。
Not just listen to what the Bible says, but to act it out too.
如果你按照圣经所说的去做,
if you follow what the Bible describes,
神的平安必会临到你的身上。
The peace of God will come upon you.
你心中所有的忧虑并会消失掉。
The worry in your heart will disappear.
你试试看吧。
You try it.
让我们安静在神的面前来用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's go. Calm ourselves before the Lord and think about today's message. Let's come before the Lord and inspect our lives.
我们的生命是否有很多忧虑?
Does our life contain a lot of worry?
我们是否心里很多怀疑?
Have a heart of many questions.
不能够完全的信靠这位真神。
And cannot rely on this true God.
可能我们对这位神的认识不深,
maybe our understanding of this God is not deep.
因此使到我们不能够完全的信靠他。
And causes us not to completely rely on him.
使我们在生命里面面对挑战的时候,
that in the trials of our lives,
就感到忧虑,
we feel worry.
或者我们每天所思想的事情,
Or is it that the things we meditate on every day are not good?
但是让我们来到神的面前，以神的话语来代替这些东西。
But let's come before, for God and use God's word to replace all these things.
我们不只是
we not just
相信神的道
believe in God's teaching.
我们必须要把它行出来。
We also need to carry it out.
当我们这样做的时候
for when we do that,
神出人意外的平安将会临到我们的身上。
God will bring us peace that transcends all understanding.
神必与我们同在。
He will be with us.
我们将会在他的平安里面。
And in his peace.
天父求你帮助我们。
Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们明白今天这段经文。
Please help us understand today's passage.
不止把它听来。
And not just hear it.
也把它行出来。
But also to act it out.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请会众起立。